then he does come and he does save me. And it's by his grace that all that manifests. Let me be a part of that grace. Let me have that faith, so when he takes me to that garden, I may be able to open my eyes of faith and see what he has to show. Something beyond my wildest dream is what it's going to be. And it's such a garden, you know, it's such a garden. When we look at it from the eyes of our concept, it's terrible. It's ugly. It's really ugly. And yet that same garden is a magical, magical garden. When looked at the eyes of that faith, it turns into the most illustrious garden ever could exist. Maybe just somehow that little effort that has to be, maybe somehow my surrender is no more than just accepting. Yes, Guru Maharaj Ji, I accept the grace that you are giving me. Maybe my surrender isn't to climb to Mount Everest. Maybe my surrender isn't to do all the things, the berserk things I think I have to do to surrender. Maybe surrender, all surrender is, maybe this is all it is to just say yes to Guru Maharaj. To say to Guru Maharaj, yes, I do want your grace. And when the grace comes, just to say, yes, you can come in. And when that experience comes, to say, yes, come in to me. And maybe that's all my surrender has to be. And in that surrender, there is that sweet joy of accepting. There is the sweet joy of the experience itself. And there is the sweet harmony of being with Guru Maharaj, of being in that place. Instead of being with me, I can be now with Guru Maharaj. I can be with somebody else. Somebody who can take care of me, somebody who can love me, somebody who can like me. Because it's so hard. Somebody who can show me the way. Who can take me where I need to be. Where I have to be. Somebody who can waken me up and just show me where it is at. Somebody who can give me the experience of life instead of me trying to create my experience of life. Somebody who can give me a purpose for this life. Instead of me trying to create my purpose of life. Somebody who can give me that joy instead of the sorrow I live with every day. And it's so simple. Because every perfect master does come in this world because of his grace and because of his mercy. And if we want to be saved, we have to just tag along and say yes. You know. And then it is done. The process is completed. Because if we think this is a myth, this is a mystical thing, there is no mystery. There is no mystery. It's very simple. There never was a mystery. There never can ever be a mystery. It has to be on the simplest ever level ever put. I can't say to myself, I can't understand this knowledge. I can't understand this experience. That's wrong. If I can't, who can? What difference does it make if somebody else does and I don't? This knowledge is made for me because this is my life. This is me, myself. Let me experience a me that's completely uncontaminated. A me that's not followed by millions and millions of miles of little things attached to it. And then that prayer becomes real. And that gratitude becomes real. And the faith becomes simpler and simpler and simpler. And the surrender, that sweet surrender comes. Because it's just accepting it. It's just saying yes. Within heart, not verbally, but in that heart, saying yes. And opening up to Guru Maharaj. And there's that abundance of joy. And joy, and joy, and joy. The endless pleasure. Because, look, in the time of my Guru Maharaj, I don't have to go to scriptures and say, hey, what's my karma going to do to me? You know why? Because I'm standing in front of somebody who can change all that for me. Why do I have to bother about that? I mean, you drive to a gas station. Can you ever be concerned your car is going to run out of gas? Yes, mile away from it. Then you got to bother about walking a mile and bringing a tank of gas and putting it in your gas tank, then driving there. Here you are at the source of that gas itself. If the car runs out of gas, fine. Just open the lid and fill it up and get going. Then all of a sudden, you know, the closer I get to my destination, maybe all these things start coming to me. Maybe all these concepts. What about this? What about that? What about that? What do I have to bother about? My destiny? You can change it. Because yes, it's true. Even the feeling of that becoming immortal, being cured, not being terminally ill anymore, but being cured for once and for all. I'm not saying that, you know, that the karmas have no effect. Sure, they have effect. It's a very simple theory. Every action has an opposite equal reaction. You slap yourself, it's going to hurt you. You put your finger in the door jamb and slam it shut, it's going to hurt you, sure. And maybe those actions will happen anyway. And yet what about the main karma? The real stuff. I don't have to bother about that. That real destiny, the real destination. For Hanuman, what was it? Was any more than this is it? Did he say any more than that? Did he say, yes, I want this and I want that and I want this and I want that, you know? Throw in a couple of years of in heaven and throw in a couple of years with you and throw in a couple of years of salvation and throw in a couple of years of liberation and make that once around again and again and again and again. This is what I want. But he said, I want devotion. I just want to be a devotee. I want to have that faith. I want to have that surrender. I want to accept. I want to understand. And I want to have that experience. Experience that's alive. Experience that's completely spontaneous. When Guru Maharaj and a devotee come together, does there have to be anything? Does there have to be a whole ceremony? No, it's completely spontaneous. If the experience is there, that's it. If that devotee is open to that experience, that's it. There's no more, no less, nothing. It's real. And in so many ways, Guru Maharaj Ji has been described. Guru Maharaj Ji has been described like a mirror. If we are beautiful, we're going to see that beauty. And if we are ugly, we're going to see that ugliness. And yet, Guru Maharaj Ji is that mirror that can take us beyond just that facial expression. Take us beyond just that every ugliness we have and see the real beautiful us. And then Guru Maharaj Ji has been compared as, you know, just somebody who's going to wash those dirty clothes. That here I am in my life, and this my life is my robe, this cloth that I have. And I stain it, and I stain it, and I stain it, and I stain it. And yet when I take it to Guru Maharaj Ji, He will wash all those stains away. He will take those stains away. And He'll make that life clean. He'll make that life simple as life is. Not you and me and my and yours and my attachments and your trip and my trip. And this, for a devotee, it has to be just simply understood. It can't be my trip and your trip. It's got to be Guru Maharaj Ji's trip, and that's what I want. I'm come here to join. Whatever that thing He wants to do in this world. And let me make my experience manifest. A cry comes from a devotee, help me. Who responds? Guru Maharaj Ji responds. But you know, that's where that faith has to be, that He will respond. When Draupadi was standing in the court, you know, and they were going to pull her sari off. I mean, it's a story out of Mahabharata. And maybe it happened and maybe it didn't happen. And that, to me, there is a simple moral behind it. That here was Draupadi. And she was very proud of her husband, and she was very proud of the king and the court and the system. And just simply, when this stupid thing started happening to her, you know, she looked at the king and said, hey, how can you allow this to happen? You know, tell Duryodhan to stop. The king just looked down. He couldn't do anything about it. He looked at her husband. What about you? You know, I mean, how can you let this happen to your wife? Stop. Tell him to stop. Do something. Protect my honor. And they couldn't do anything. She looked at the courtiers and everybody who was there, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. And nobody could respond because everybody was tied because of a reason. There was a because and there was a reason behind that because. There wasn't just any mercy and there wasn't just any compassion. But everything had to be a certain way. Why do we all have to be Santa Claus? To help each other out. There has to be a main reason, you know. There has to be a little thing. There has to be this little thing involved in it and that little thing involved in it. And then she turned to Krishna and said, help me. And He came and He helped her. And after the whole ordeal was over, she turned around to Him and said, why? Why didn't you come? What took you so long? And His answer was very simple. I mean, it was almost like you can hit your head like this and say, why didn't I think of that before, you know? Very, very simple. Because it is simple. And the answer was, well, You never called me all that time. You never called me. And when you did, I came. What do you expect me to do? When that faith of hers shifted from all her concepts that she had, and it joined just that one perfect harmony. Help me. Then he came, and he helped. He's the only one who could help. He knew that. He knew that he was the only one who could help. And he knew that if she didn't call him, she would be in a lot of trouble. But it isn't a matter of trouble. And it isn't a matter of, I mean, how could he go somewhere where there was no road for him to go? How could he go somewhere and help where there was no communication, when there was no cord, then there was nothing. And as soon as Draupadi turned and established it, that 1 second, that one moment, that one microsecond, that was it. The help was there. And what was it? What was it that she turned to Krishna and said, help me? What was the basis of that? What was the drive in it? Her faith. Simply her faith. First she had faith that the king would protect her. Confidence that the king would. He didn't. This guy will. Or random. But faith. Just that faith. Because then she didn't have that faith, she couldn't call. He couldn't come. And as soon as that faith was established, she called, he got the message, and he came. One who's already watching all this happen, and you can't do anything about it. Isn't that the situation with us too? Here we go to the garden. We keep our eyes closed of that faith and we start fumbling around. Let me just feel this garden that you have. Guru Maharaj says, you know, you can feel for the rest of your life. You won't find anything with feeling. This is the vision. This is that sight. Open your eyes of faith and you will see it. It will become a reality for you. That's the threshold. Because if I have that faith in Guru Maharaj, it's so much more easier for me to surrender. It's so much more easier for me to surrender. Because believe me, you know, after that whole incident with Draupadi, next time she got in trouble, it wasn't, hey, wait a minute, maybe this guy can help me, that guy can. It was direct. This is where Guru Maharaj comes to warn us of. Don't do it. Don't jump off the cliff. Have that faith now. Establish that contact now. And I'll help you. First of all, we don't even see where we need the help. You know, that's ironic enough, you know, it's like, hey, do I really need help? Maybe I don't need help. Maybe I'm fine. What's wrong with me anyway? There's nothing wrong with me. Maybe there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And then maybe there's everything wrong with you. And maybe there is nothing wrong with you, but you need a lot of help. And maybe there's everything wrong with you, and you still need a lot of help. Maybe there's 50% wrong with you and 15% right with you, but you still need a lot of help. Because, you know, you can say, oh yeah, I'm going to make a really fast boat. It'll go 200 miles an hour on water. 300, 400, 500, 600 miles on water. Incredible. I'm going to make a boat that's going to be so fast, you wouldn't believe. And yet the key factor isn't how fast the boat goes, whether it floats or not. If you don't make a boat that floats, it's not a boat anymore. It's an anchor, a barge, you know, anything but a boat. A devotee. Devotion, primary thing. There is no such thing as a good devotee and a bad devotee. Devotion. Devotion makes a devotee a devotee. Faith makes a devotee a devotee. And I just see that here is an opportunity for us, you know, because here we are just in a mood and maybe in an atmosphere, just thinking about Christmas and thinking about Jesus, and yet Perfect Master comes every time to help us and to save us. It's incredible. We don't have to read Peter's or John's or Paul's experience secondhand. We can get it the first hand ourselves. The same show he watched, we can watch it too. No, but that's the way it is. The same show he watched, we can watch it too. We can also make it happen. A beautiful, beautiful experience. It's very possible. It's happened a lot of times. You know, just sort of have to get ourselves together and say yes. And let it happen to us too. So, just really nice to be able to come and share some satsang. I believe that all this is hooked up through phone feed to other communities. Some heads are going like this. Some heads are going like this. I didn't know that were there many South American premiers here. They really do get around, don't they? So, like I had mentioned at my birthday, here are the new dates. Caracas, February 3rd and 4th. Lima, February 7th and 8th, Sao Paulo, February 14th and 15th, exclusive of any typing error. Oh, it's really nice to come here. Blessings to all the premies. Thank you very much. Good night. Happy New Year. So on and so forth. I got a note in my pocket. It says, South American program. Caracas, 3rd and the 4th. Lima, 7th and 8th. Sao Paulo, February 14th and 15th. Exclusive of any typographical errors. Huh? North America? What's North America? Well, I guess whatever is South has to have a North. I guess North America is Venezuela and all that. South American program. No, I have some... Kenny is really trying to hustle with that too. North American program there. You like to hear it? Sorry. Cuba. Miami? So whatever beautiful experience we get, so whatever precious experience we get from that moment, we have to associate that, because that's the way it is. Whatever that grace we get from that perfect master has to be associated with this experience of this life. Not just a coincidence, not merely just a thing that just happened, but a reality. The Christmas Mary here. North American program day. Montreal. January 8th and 9th. Baltimore. Primaries who are getting the audio feed must be going, huh? Huh? What's going on there? I can see their expressions now. What are they laughing about anyway? Montreal, January 8th and 9th. Baltimore, January 13th and 14th. And Miami. Open. Well, the fact of the matter is that we found a hall. It happens to be just about on the same dates as Baltimore. But Baltimore happens to be not in the same place as Miami. It poses a little bit of problem. Trying to be in the same place. Oh, two different places at the same time. But we'll get a date from my hand. We'll have a program. We'll just stretch this place a little bit. So, when would you like a program in Miami anyway? This is it. This is it. This is the program in my head. It isn't a program in my head? Well? So, well, it's just really beautiful. There's a premie there that looks like Fidel. That's why I had to remember the thing. Why not? Someday. We'll just go down there and say, I'd like to do a program. Okay, so Merry Christmas, and for the ones who believe in Merry Christmas. And don't believe in Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. And who don't believe in Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. Except that's a little premature. It's only 25th today, right? We got 6 more days to go. What is it? This month goes to 31st? Oh, we can just have a party till 31st. Maybe the holy jesters can play you something. I've already confiscated their equipment. It'll have to be the vocal drums. And actually, they came to the residence and we tried to record a track. Just one song. It took us a whole day. Trying to do it again and again and again and again. And it's really incredible to listen to it. I've listened to it. I've heard it so many times. But there's this one part at the end where it just really goes off, you know, the whole thing. And you just sort of, the whole throughout the song, you're anticipating just that part to come. And it was really incredible because we did a scratch track. We just recorded them all together and then recorded them all separately. And because one was off, the other one went off, and the other one went off, and progressively the whole thing is off. And we need to practice a lot. Someday, that's the thing, you know, that's hope. Someday you'll be good at it. It may take you 4 years, 5 years, but someday you'll be good at it. It works out good for them in auditoriums, doesn't it? Premies are screaming and yelling. You don't hear what's going on anyway. Well, according to the tape, 98% of the time they're good musicians. It's the 2% they crack up on. So, good night and thank you very much.